그 자기 기나는 기나 자기 기문 시 기자디 구역 내롱기성 대자비지오 난카오 대자카오 대자카오 자크 구역 내롱기성 대자비지오 대자 로보안 응 시감키 인위 이세 대낭 롱카오 시감 메디비 쇠옹 你不得惊，阿罗波安虽先前啊，都比所罗门王都高埃及徛伫位，因听起将代志，以色列人就找人去请伊来，伊就甲以色列会长拢来去罗波安对讲，你的老爸和我负担下，最可讲。现在求你和阮做苦工，付的较轻松，较轻松淡薄，阮就要侍奉你。罗伯安对因讲：“恁暂时去，第三日再过来见我。”我八十人就去了。罗伯安的老爸所罗门在世时做，有一个是立第一民族的老年人。罗伯安王甲伊相遇讲。您给我出什么主意呢？我能回答在百姓人。老人对伊讲：“我现在往那说这说这个闽南族仆人，用何话回答因？因就永远做王的仆人。王却无用老人何伊的出的主意，就甲怀甲伊一同长大伫闽族树立的少年人相遇，讲。”这个民对我讲，你老爸和我负担下，求你和我较轻松淡薄。我，恁和我出什么主意哩？我能回答应。怀各位同三甲长大少年人讲，在必须人对王讲，恁老爸和我负担下，求你和我较轻松。王妹对因安尼讲，我的所有枕头啊，比阮老爸的伊个较粗。我老爸给恁付的鞋，我要给恁鞋更加重。我老爸用鞭子夹打恁，我要用夹子鞭来夹打恁。罗伯安甲种百姓遵着罗伯安王所讲的，恁第三日再来见我。这个话第三日伊就果然来了。王用严厉的话回答百姓，唔通用老人会所出的主意。晓得少年人所出的主意，对百姓人讲：我老爸给恁负担鞋，我特甲给恁负更加重的鞋。我的老爸用鞭啊夹打恁，我要用夹子鞭来夹打恁。王唔肯顺从百姓，这个代志呢出的亚合化，乃是应验于这的许多人。阿希家人对尼伯的惊亚罗伯安所讲的话。以色列证明看起王无要伊贪念，就对王讲：我甲代表有啥物分呢？伊是亚些甲啊，并无关涉。以色列人啊，大家都去恁的家去，代表的家啊，家己照顾家己吧。伊是以色列人，都拢都去家己厝内去。多多徛伫犹太城里边，以色列人罗伯安来做因的王。罗伯安王切遣掌管苦役的人阿多兰，以色列人休息去，以色列人就用石头将伊拍死。罗伯安王赶紧上车。都到耶路撒冷去，安尼以色列人分配了大笔家，得到金啊，圣经读得到，我之所以归解决为故，请坐。
各位平安。
Peace to all of you。
今仔日咱要来思想这个以色列国度入去到分裂的时阵。
Today we will discuss what happens once the kingdom of Israel has split into two。
那伫这边，咱知影，当以色列人上帝引出伊离开了埃及以后。
Brothers and sisters, we know that after the Lord led Israel out of Egypt, after they wandered the wilderness and entered Canaan, they were living under a theocracy.
And
in a theocracy, God is the sovereign leader of their state.
And
whenever they needed help, the Lord would raise up leaders to lead them. But eventually, Israel didn't like the judges of the people. The people of Israel wanted to be like their neighbors. And they said, well, just like them, we want to have a king. And that is when the Lord realized they had rejected the law of
Jehovah.
And that is when God allowed them to become a kingdom.
But the
people would have to be responsible for whatever resulted of the monarchy they asked for. And then there were three kings. The first was King Saul. The second was King David. And the third was King Solomon. And officially, these were the only three kings that the United Kingdom of Israel had. Because we know that after King Solomon, Israel became a divided kingdom. And suddenly, from here onwards, you have the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was formed out of the 10 tribes that followed Rehoboam. And the southern kingdom was comprised of the two tribes that followed Jeroboam.
So and
that is how you know the difference between the northern and the southern kingdom. The two tribes in the southern kingdom with Rehoboam and the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom with Jeroboam. Eventually, they developed other terms. Eventually, the northern kingdom was labeled Israel. And the southern kingdom labeled Judah. And so that is the context of the passage that we are studying. But then we ask ourselves a question. How did the United Kingdom of Israel end up splitting into two? Well, it started with Rehoboam. Now, we are going to talk about two things today. Where exactly did Rehoboam fail? And whose fault was it that there was this failure? These are the two things that we are going to talk about this morning. Now, of course, for this entire thing to happen, there were things happening above the earth and on earth. We know that up above, God was sovereign. And why would I say that? Because when you look at chapter 11, you see that there was a time in his life where Solomon received God's anger. Because God had appeared to Solomon twice. And God had blessed Solomon so richly. And yet in the midst of God's blessing, Solomon fell. They started to value material things. They started to value personal enjoyment. And eventually he fell into the cycles of lust and sin. And so Solomon's life stopped being a life that followed God.
真对这个所罗门真生气。
And that is why God was angry at Solomon.
在生气的时阵，上帝就透过先知给讲讲代志。
And in his anger, God sent his prophet to tell Solomon.
伊讲，因为你对两摆显现的耶和华你无遵守。
You have disrespected the God who appeared to you twice.
所以呢，上帝要将你的国分去给别人。
Behold, I am about to tear the kingdom from your hand.
这是上帝讲的一句话，拜，所以代表所罗门。这个罪了唔对了，上帝宣布一个刑罚。
And so you see that Solomon had sinned and God had proclaimed his punishment.
但是这样代志，罗伯安也未罪王。在这样代志里面，罗伯安也未分做两个国度。
And all of this had happened before Rehoboam was king, before the divided kingdom.
但是上帝已经讲清清楚，刷落去列国度分做两个。
But God had already said to Solomon that he would tear his kingdom away.
但是为什么分两个
？But why into two？
因为上帝继续讲另外一样代志。
Because God also said.
因为上帝讲什么？大笔，因为大笔的缘故，我无何你归个国拢将别去。
Chapter 11, he said, "For the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of the city that I have chosen, you shall have a few tribes."
代表讲上帝，因为大笔这个缘故，以及伊立约的缘故，所以保留了一部分，无完全别去。
Because of the covenant that God had with David, he still left his family a few tribes.
所以你若假使看这个天顶这样代志发生了
，and when you look at what's happening up above,
是代表讲上帝最决定。将来变成两个国。
You see that God had already decided that He would divide the kingdom.
然后到罗马，正式罗伯安发生的时阵，跟两个国分出来，这是对下开始。
And that it did happen that under Rehoboam the kingdom split.
所以直接咱了解一个思想。
And so we understand something here.
有真侪代志拢是上帝的手中。
There are so many things that are in God's hand.
然后上帝有爱什么，是上帝的主权。
And whatever He wants to happen is under His sovereignty.
那弟兄们，咱无搞了。
Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to boast about.
那以为讲，哎呀，我也搞，我创什么，我占什么，不是完全不是，拢种上帝的主权。
We should never think that we are so good and we manage to achieve this and that because it's all under God's hand.
因为你看卖上帝嘛是跟亚罗伯安讲，对不？
Didn't God speak to Jeroboam?
然后透过跟亚罗伯安讲，说了去有十个支派军队哩。
God was the one who told Jeroboam the 10 tribes would go with him.
所以亚罗伯安有去哪里？是上帝决定。
And so Jeroboam had what happened to him because of God.
然后亚罗伯安有剩下两个支派，嘛是上帝决定。
And the one that was left with two tribes was also under God's sovereignty.
所以兄弟姊妹，你跟我有今仔日是神的主权。
So brothers and sisters, you and I have what we have today because of God's sovereignty.
你知影今仔日有一个真重要、真重要的日子。
You know today is an important day.
啊，你知什么重要无
？You know why？
啊，除了白胶拍。
Other than Manny Pacquiao having another fight.
今仔日Manny Pacquiao赢输啊。
Did he win or lose today?
唔知，我也唔知。
Well, we don't know.
因为今仔早起甲你拍。
Because they have that fight this morning. That match.
赢输我唔知。
We don't know the result of that match.
但是你有另外一件更加重要的代志。
But there's still something else that's more important.
是今仔日暗暝啊。
Is that tonight?
你有什么代志要发生么
？You know what will happen tonight?
啊？你唔知啊
？Do you know?
无你真爱的。
I heard Pastor Bonnie likes
it.
We are going to have soccer going on.
今天暗暝拼卡球啊。
Tonight the soccer competition.
你拼卡球的时阵哦，今天你上啊对上啊。
You know who is going up against whom tonight?
是法国，你听到了。
France.
对上啊。
And.
Croatia.
Croatia.
我个 Croatia 会拍到决赛，这个真厉害啊。
You know how amazing it is that the Croatian team has made it this far?
你让我咧想哦，头一场。德国拍，德国输翘翘。
Well, the first time Germany lost to them.
我跟你讲啊，这个世界冠军的队哦，头一场已经输翘翘。
For some reason, the world champion lost in the first round.
你讲真出名的队要想啊
？You know who else were the famous ones? Brazil has a very strong team too.
输翘翘。
Well, they lost too.
要想啊，真出名。
Who else?
Argentina.
Argentina.
输翘翘。
But the Argentinian team lost too.
哎呀，上海人。
You know what? Who's still there?
Croatia.
Croatia.
赢上啊，赢英国啊。
They beat England.
对不？所以你想哦，上啊赢球，到底上啊的
？So who has control of the ball now?
所以我跟你讲哦，无人知啊。
Well, no one knows.
所以你上帝要何上啊就上啊，无人无法能讲上。
God gives to whom He wants to give, and there's nothing we can say about it.
我要无在菲律宾三等，在世界三等，上啊要最红，无人知。
It's the same way in our country and all over the world. No one can control who's going to happen.
这几年里面哦，有真多。真侪人起来真特别。
Now there have been a very few interesting people in rising in the last few years.
头一个是 Donald Trump。
Well, Donald Trump is one of them.
这个人是忽然间起来，我你讲这个大家想袂到的。
Well, no one expected that to happen, did they?
大家人要想希拉里的赢，有影无
？A lot of people expected Hillary Clinton to become president.
啊，过落尾这个川甲赢。
But somehow Donald Trump won.
啊，这个川来赢吼，哇，全世界大乱啊。
And suddenly the whole world is affected.
啊，就是伊啊。
Because of
him. 有人讲一句话啊。
And some people have said.
你若看当金融的人啊。
That if you are interested in finance.
然后你讲你就看一项代志，就人讲你就看一项代志。
You have to observe one particular thing.
这是什么
？And that is.
Donald Trump a Twitter message.
His preterm message.
啊，因为这句话 ，Donald Trump 伊特快也爱在 Twitter 咧讲伊的代志。
You have to look at Trump's tweets.Because whatever he tweets will control the whole world.
讲好势了，股票起啊；讲无好势，规全世界股票杀，就是这个。
If he has a wise tweet, then the stock market goes up. If he tweets foolishly, the stock market crashes.
所以我最近你看真侪款新闻，伊讲什么？讲真侪金融的人哦，说唔知影要再要买股票。
And so all of a sudden, all these people who used to be so confident in finance are unsure of what to buy.
啊，即就伊甲中国咧讲咧讲咧，哎，中国股票起啊。
Well, if he was in talks with China, and then China's stocks went up.
然后等一下无啦，佮伊讲啥物，我袂甲你拍我大势，我股票就杀落来。
Once he declares a trade war, the stock market crashes.
所以，即个人是真特别的一个人。
He's such a unique person.
你看，有另外一个人。
Well, there's also someone else.
你也是上阿不
？You know who?
菲律宾杜特蒂啊。
Our president Duterte.
啊，这杜特蒂也是真特别的。
He's also a very interesting character.
你知影 ，Maro has 哦，这个无机会最红，你知无
？You know, Maro has can't be a leader.
要险险要去竞选，甲何上阿接起来，弄弄起来，对不？
Because when he was just about to run, and he was caught up by former President Aquino.
这摆有可能会去拼会赢咯。
And this time he thought he had his chance.
啊，杜特蒂才给接起来。
But then President Duterte showed up.
所以有人讲一句话啊。
So some people have said.
用哦 ，Maro has 哦，无总统命。
That it's not meant to be for Mr. Maro has.
虽然伊感觉伊娶无了吼，会较侪，会较会赢。
Maybe some people thought his marriage would help him.
啊，但是娶了无，糟糕啊，国家死啊。
Well, it only got worse from there.
所以到底什么是上帝手，无伫人的手呢
？So it's never in man's hands.
但是最近有咧换宪法对不
？But of course there have been changes recently.
啊，那么可能要换这 federalism， 联邦制的物件。
To move towards federalism.
啊，这个好啊，歹我唔知。
It's not for me to say if that's good or bad right now.
但是这个是你看到这个人影响真侪物件。
But you do see the influence of one person.
你在全世界也有一个真特别的人走去做。
You know, there's one more very interesting world leader that rose up this year. You know whom?
Malaysia, Mahathir.
In Malaysia.
几岁啊？啊，九十几岁才走去做总统啊。
Somehow we have a president in his 90s.
所以我跟你讲。真侪物件你头壳想袂到。
There are so many things that we cannot imagine.
国度才有发展，唔是你我当想到。
Because we and I cannot control the direction of our nations.
但是你头先对迄段经文，咱看到，哎，干那会安尼？其实上帝知影了。
Earlier in our passage, we see that God already predicted all of that.
第十一章内面讲真清楚，然后对遐会分出两个国度，真清楚，真清楚。
Just one chapter ago, God already said He would divide Solomon's kingdom.
所以呢，咱就了解，原来失败伫落有其中一方面是上帝的手底下。
And so we see that when something fails or whether something happens, it's all under God's sovereignty.
但是呢，在第十二章内面又还予咱看到，这个罗波安到罗尾变出两个国度，迄、那个结果伫倒落，其中一个原因是。
But still, 1 Kings chapter 12 still shows us that Rehoboam was at fault in dividing the kingdom. Why would he say that?
Because
you see a few things happen to Rehoboam. Well, first of all, Rehoboam was unable to understand the heart of his people. The people of Shechem were ready to make Jeroboam king over all 10 tribes. And so some of the citizens were already discontent with Rehoboam, but he didn't know it.
那第二项，你看到罗伯安是咱无提出了百姓的。
And you also see that Rehoboam did not empathize with the needs of his people.
Because 七年建圣殿，十三年建伊个皇宫。
King Solomon had spent 7 years building the temple and 13 years building his own palace.
所以呢，因为这个原因故吼，迄个百姓吼，吐起真多真多。
And so the people of his nation had already been suffering taxation.
然后，因当罗伯安起来时阵，伊就甲伊讲讲，有法当将迄个税干呐，较减较轻淡薄。
And when Rehoboam became king, they were asking for him to lighten the hand upon the people.
你知影，咱人真清楚，地税当税减，你甲我拢会发影响着，有影无
？You know, as Chinese, we know that we are affected by tax rate.
对无，所以伊咧，我讲你，我当较减淡薄，我也当咯啦。
They're asking, "Our yoke is so heavy. Can you lighten your hand?"
然后罗贝吼，你罗伯安创啥物
？And then Rehoboam said.
然后罗伯安本身，伊讲哦，我的枕头啊，比迄个伊阮老爸即个腰骨较粗啊。
That his thumb would be thicker than his father's waist.
然后伊来用物件拍你，我用鞋子边啊拍住你，哇，即个真厉害。代表讲啥物啊？以前的事。
He's basically saying that he will even make it harder for the people to pay their taxes. And it shows that Rehoboam had no empathy for the plight of his people. Well, the third failure that Rehoboam committed is that he consulted two types of people. The first group of people he consulted were the people, the statesmen who served with his father. These were the more senior statesmen. And he also consulted some young people. And he completely ignored the advice of the older statesmen in favor of the younger. Under those circumstances, he listened to the younger advisors and the ten tribes rebelled. And so can you do a bit of a comparison? You see that the whole kingdom divided between the 12 tribes. Because of what Rehoboam did. He didn't understand his people. He didn't empathize with their plight. And he followed the advice of the younger council. So young people, let me tell you. Listen to the advice of your elders. Listen to their advice. They have had a lot of life experience. And Chinese people like to say that they've had more salt than you've had rice. They've crossed more bridges than you have roads. They have a lot more life experience. And so young people try to listen to their wisdom.
And
look at all the young people here. Heed the advice of the elderly. I will address the elderly later. But we should heed their advice. And we understand that Rehoboam failed because he ignored wise advice. And when you look at God's revelation, You see the two main factors towards Rehoboam's failure. The first is what God declared up above. And the other is man's failure here on earth. They're both present. And now here's my question. Whose fault was it that the kingdom split? Whose fault was it? Well, there are four possibilities. The first is that it's God's fault, right? Because way before Rehoboam did anything, God had already declared that this would happen. And so the first possibility is that it was entirely God's fault. The second is that it could have been the fault of the parents.
因为你看 我分这两个国度，唔是我啦，是所罗门嘛。
You can say that it was Solomon's fault that the kingdom became divided.
所以我当将这个都好上啊，都好我老爸啊。
So we can technically put the blame on Solomon.
啊，这个是第二个可能性。
Well, that's the second possibility.
第三个可能性。
The third possibility.
上啊。
Is that?
是怪迄个环境。
The blame should have been on the circumstances.
怪亚罗波安啊。
You can blame Jeroboam.
亚罗波安啊，无起来，无还我，我就未分两个国嘛。
If Jeroboam hadn't tried to lead a rebellion, then there wouldn't have been a kingdom
split. 所以我想将这个都给亚罗波安。
We can also blame Jeroboam.
那第四个可能性。
And then the fourth possibility.
是自己了啦。
Is to blame oneself.
因为我做唔对。
Because Rehoboam did wrong.
哎，我问你。
Well, now I ask you.
多几个可能啊？
Which possibility was it?
嗯，上爱结果。
Whose fault was it?
第三、第四。
Third and fourth.
啊？到底上爱结果
？Whose fault was it?
啊，少年的少年啊。
Young people.
Curtis 上爱结果。
Curtis, whose fault would it have been?
A, B, C, D.
Like a multiple choice question, yeah.
Huh? B, oh.
B?
B? D, oh.
B, C, D,
oh. B, C, D, oh, wow. Wow, 真乖啊，伊唔敢讲上帝啦。
That's good. They don't want to blame God.
But 到底什么伤害结果
？Whose fault was it?
那真侪人其实哦，大概怪上帝啦。
Now a lot of people do automatically blame God.
要打上帝的主意，你打上决定在先嘛？你
People like to say, "Well, God, you're the sovereign one, right? So it's your fault."
但是我今仔爱大家了解一点。
But I want us all to understand something today.
上帝哈对圣经里面的启示啊
，God's revelation
有真侪物件，互咱了解什么
？Sometimes tells us what happened.
啊，我跟你讲真清楚。可能了解是什麼
It often tells us what happened,
但是伊无甲咱讲干阿只会安尼
，without telling us why or how。
干阿只为何干阿只两行伊关系是啥物？伊无都甲咱介绍。
It does not necessarily inform us of that。
所以呢，圣经里面哦，有讲将理性分作三款。
And so there are three types of reasoning here in the Bible。
那头一款的理性叫做。不合理性的理性。
The first is irrational reasoning.
Unreasonable
reasoning.
这不合理性的理性。
Unreasonable reasoning.
啊，这中国人特别叫这个混茶加入走。
Chinese think it's just forcing your way.
啊，就是讲哇，这混茶加入走，真岂有处理的啊
？People who are just outright unreasonable.
啊，这款叫这不合理性的理性。
Their reasoning is actually unreasonable.
那第二款的理性，咱叫做合乎理性的理性。
The second could be that something is reasonable.
就代表达项合理的，你明白 logical。
It sounds logical. It's unreasonable.
但是要理性哦，唔是过单这两个层面。
But those are not the only two ways of reasoning.
然后理性也有另外一个层面，是叫做超越理性的理性。
There's also the irrational or the beyond transcendental reasoning.
是超越理性的理性。
There's transcendental reasoning.
是代表讲你跟我的头壳，以我的头壳未明啊。
It's a kind of reasoning that is beyond our ability to understand.
即就你跟我话伫这世界里面，其实有真侪物件。咱咧享受，但是咱唔知影干啥。
There are a lot of things in the world that we enjoy without understanding.
但是伊唔是不合理性。
It's not that they're unreasonable.
但是超过你甲我会了解的理性。
But they transcend our ability to comprehend.
圣经哦，有几落款的真理哦，是这款的层面。
And there are several truths in the Bible that fall into these three areas of reasoning.
头一款。
The first type.
三一神。
For example, is the triune God.
三一神是超越理性的层面。
The idea of a triune God it transcends our reasoning. And so it can be very difficult for us to understand how one God is three persons and three persons one God. The second type. For example, that Christ is 100% God and 100% man. And sometimes we can say, okay, fine, we can understand if Jesus was half God, half man, but he was 100% of both. If he were not 100% man, he would not have been able to take our place on the cross. If he were not 100% God, then he would not have been able to overcome sin. That's something that's hard to understand. But there's also things that are difficult for us to understand. Such as man's suffering. It seems unreasonable to us that a merciful God would allow for man's suffering. We can't understand it.
第四行,
well, another example is the existence, the coexistence of God's sovereignty and man's freedom. It's hard for our minds to understand that kind of reasoning. But the Bible says, we cannot blame God because, even though God is sovereign, we cannot blame Him because the Bible has clearly stated that Solomon had sinned. And we see that it was because of Solomon's life that Jeroboam and Rehoboam broke up his kingdom. And in chapter 12, we are told again. It was Rehoboam's failures that led to this divide. So even though we see that God is sovereign up on high, He made His decisions seeing what man had done. And when you get to the book of Revelation, you see God saying, that He would punish man according to his deeds. He will lead and judge man according to his deeds. And so when we face a problem, let's not blame God. It's often our problem. Well, secondly, can we get to choice B then? Could we? So if you misbehave, it's mom's fault. Or dad's
fault. Hey,
anything that's wrong with my life is my parents' fault. Could we do that? Can we say that? Now reality tells us that parents affect their children's lives. Is that right? Definitely. Absolutely. Solomon did wrong. And his children, his kingdom suffered for it. His father, or David, his grandfather, did
well.
And because of that, God promised that He would not take away the entire kingdom from the house of David. But because of, and the combination of Rehoboam's grandfather and father resulted in a divided kingdom. And so those who are parents, what you do affects your descendants, your family. I think Chinese people understand this very well. Because when your child wants to court someone or be courted by someone, when the situation comes up, you start investigating the person's entire family. And you say, oh no, there's something wrong with their grandfather. Therefore, there must be something crazy about the grandchild. And they will say, therefore, I disapprove of this marriage. Well, maybe you think, the more you investigate, the more you realize that there are such evil people in their family. There's a murderer in the family. Would you allow your child to marry someone who's a murderer's child? Would you? Even the young people are shaking their heads. You're Solomon's son, aren't you? Great, Sebastian. Just don't be a Rehoboam. He's already shaking his head. Parents affect their children. And so parents, take note. Don't think that whatever you act, whatever you do, will affect you alone. Let me tell you, it's not a responsibility you can take on. What we do affects other people.
但是倒掉来讲
，and on the other hand，
会责怪爸母未
？Could we also blame the parents then？
会责怪爸母
？Could we？
啊 ，Curtis 会责未
？Curtis， can you blame your parents for things that happen in your life？
啊 ，Christian， 你能笑你咧
？Christian， I'm going to ask you too。
Can you blame？死了，伊唔敢答啊，伊唔敢答啊。
It's hard for him to answer.
啊，会做未？伊咧白头了。
He's scratching his head now.
那你想看未？啊，所以答案是 sometimes it's parents' fault.Sometimes the child's fault,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But can you blame them?
Not for everything.
Not for everything. So something.
You can blame for something.
Come. Okay, now. You think about this thing.
Now think about it.
Think about it. Is it not bad parents, or is it bad children?
Do bad parents always result in bad kids?
Is it? Is it? Is it?
No.
是不是好父母才是有好孩子
Do good parents always have good kids?
是不是？不是。
No.
不是。第一重要是多咯。
Because ultimately,
是看这个人是不是行上帝路啦。
It depends on whether that child follows God's way.
所以我劝青年人。
And so now I want to speak to the young people.
你唔通因为我活在一个无好的环境，我父母无真好的环境。
Even if your parents are not good parents and have not given you a good environment, we cannot push all the responsibility on them. Because once we attribute all the responsibility to the parents, we can end up refusing to take responsibility for our own actions. And then we would not be able to leave behind those circumstances. So young people, don't just keep blaming your parents, okay?
Christian, even though some don't blame.
Try to avoid some of the blame too. The third possibility is blaming our circumstances.
我计是这个歹人亚罗波安啦。
No, it was Jeroboam's fault, right?
第一个是因为伊带人反叛嘛。
Jeroboam was the one who rebelled.
唔通怪环境。
Let's not blame the circumstances.
环境是一款物件，是你甲我的手无法通控制。
Because circumstances are often beyond our control.
是你无法通控制。
It's beyond our control.
有啥物代志来搞，唔是你无法通创的物件。
And we can't stop certain things from happening.
但是你会晓在环境里面有法通赢过迄个环境。
But we can be in those circumstances and still overcome them.
你若假使吼罗伯安伊若会晓
，If Rehoboam were any wiser,
已经看到人安尼提议对不
？He would have heard what people asked of him.
那则伊也会晓怜悯淡薄伊的百姓。
He would have more mercy on his people. And then maybe the situation would have changed completely. So let's not blame our circumstances. Blaming our circumstances can be a fruitless endeavor. This is when you look at the Bible. Whose fault was it really? Rehoboam. Ourselves. Us.
Because he was not a decision.
Because we make the wrong decision.
And
God judges us according to our decision. So let's not
blame.
Let's not be so quick to blame God. Or blame our parents. Or blame our circumstances. And don't keep blaming ourselves too. If we have done wrong, we face our consequences.But let's not be all about the blame. Because when we keep blaming people, blaming ourselves, then we will never leave the thing behind. What we should be doing is seeking to do God's will every step of the way. And then when we learn to follow His steps every step of the way, and then our lives could be very different.
我唔惊咱唔对，
I am not scared of us making mistakes.
因为咱是人，咱会唔对，对不？
We are human and we do make mistakes.
咱是人，咱唔对。
We do make mistakes.
但是唔通忘记哩。
But let's not forget.
伫唔对的时，有一个愿意赦免咱的上帝。
That in the midst of our mistakes, we have a forgiving God.
有一个疼你的上帝。
We have a loving God.
咱只有倚靠上帝面前。
And we have to come before Him.
上帝，你赦免。
Ask His forgiveness. Ask for that chance that we have. Especially for those of us who are living in the wrong. Before God's judgment even comes. We should already take that opportunity instead of blaming everything and everyone else. Instead of shoving away all responsibility. We should understand that it is our responsibility. And we should come before the Lord to seek the path He wants us to take. And then I believe that our lives would be very different from that point on. And God will use all these different things to lead us in the path He wants. Maybe one day you could be the Croatia. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at your hand and your power and your sovereignty over all, we are comforted that you are in control. But as we live our lives day to day, may we not forget our role in seeking you and knowing you and wishing and doing all that we can to follow your ways. When we do wrong, Lord, may we seek to correct the paths that we have chosen. When we do right, may we persevere without boasting and without pride. No matter the circumstances where we have placed us, Lord, may we trust in the wisdom of your sovereignty and trust in the wisdom of your will and wholeheartedly follow what you want of us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.